It's time now for Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter, coming to you from the International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. International Christian Fellowship is a Bible-believing church that preaches the uncompromised Word of God and prays for you and your needs. Pastor Peter is bringing the message of salvation, healing, and deliverance throughout the world. Now, here is Pastor Peter.
Hello, praise the Lord, and welcome to Jesus is the Answer. This is Pastor Peter. I'm going to pray for you and your needs. And I believe that our God is going to supply all our needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Please call and someone will pray for you and your needs. I believe that our God is doing signs and wonders and miracles. He is a prayer answering God. As you know, we are studying about the healing. Our God is a healer. Jesus Christ is the healer. And He used people in the Old Testament talking about healings and miracles. And then we know that Jesus Christ used His disciples also. And I believe that God is using you and me in these last days. So I just want to encourage you, as you listen to the program, be encouraged. If you are sick, be healed. When you get healed, pray for somebody. And that's the way we are going to teach others what God is doing. So what I'm trying to say and what I'm trying to do, I want to encourage you to pray for others so the whole world can be saved and healed and delivered and set free. Today we are going to talk about Isaiah. We are not going to tell the whole history about Isaiah and his life, but I want to point out what Isaiah talked about healing. When Isaiah started his ministry, the Word of God says he got a vision. He got a vision for Judah. God chose him to preach the gospel and warn the Israeli people. And Isaiah saw in front of him that Samaria was taken by Assyria. And so he was a little bit disappointed, but he didn't want Judah also be taken by enemy. So he was warning people that if they live godly life, they give up their idol worship and everything, then God will bless them. And then he tried to encourage them. The same time, he told them that they will be going to exile, and the Babylonian kingdom will come and take them away. First five chapters, if you read, the Word of God says Isaiah had the vision. He was talking about exile. He was talking about even encouraging the last days, and Jesus Christ will come and establish the kingdom, and people will coming from all over the world in Jerusalem. All of these things he talked. And then he said, God was saying in Isaiah chapter 5, I did everything possible. And he gave the example of vineyard. And so he was saying, God did everything. What is remaining that God has to do to bring these people to him? And then chapter 6 we read, the Word of God says, Uzziah the king died. When the king Uzziah died, the Isaiah might be very depressed. Maybe he cried and wept because he had a good relationship with him. And so he was a little bit depressed. This man died. And so when we read in a chapter 6, the heaven was open and he saw Jesus Christ as a king in heaven. And then Isaiah starts saying, I am an unworthy man. I am unholy man. My lips are unholy. I'm living in unholy place and things like that. So he start condemning himself that he is not worthy. When your lips are not clean, then you cannot even preach. So the point I'm making, the Isaiah was a little bit depressed and he didn't want to do anything maybe. Then he saw Jesus Christ. And then he saw the angels saying, holy, holy, holy unto God. And so he felt unworthy, unholy. And so the angel took the live coal from the altar and touched his lips. And then the angel said, "Now you are clean." And so then he heard the voice, "Who is going to go for us?" And Isaiah said, "I will go." But actually, I believe that God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, they were making plan for mankind to be saved, healed, delivered, and set free. So I believe Jesus Christ, the Son of God, says, "I will go." Because Jesus Christ was slain before the foundation of the world. And he wanted to come and die on the cross of Calvary to take away the sin, sickness, disease, and the curse from the mankind. So Isaiah said, "I'll go." God said, "Therefore you'll go. They are not going to listen. Their ears will be heavy and eyes will be dim. They will not hear." But the word of God says in Isaiah chapter 55 verse 11, he said he will send his word, and that word will accomplish and fulfill what the word was sent, and will not return a void. Means do the job and come back. And we read Psalm 107 verse 20. He said, "I'll send the word, deliver them and heal them from all their destruction." So we learned the word of God was Jesus Christ. Word of God is Jesus Christ. So God was going to send Jesus Christ, his son, to redeem the mankind. So we learned that five chapters, Isaiah said that God is going to do certain things, but king died, Isaiah was a little bit depressed. Now God showed him the King of Kings and Lord of Lords in heaven. And then we read from chapters, Isaiah chapter 7 verse 14. God gave him the word that the virgin is going to bring forth the son. And that will be Emmanuel, means God with us. And then he started writing and talking about Jesus Christ is the Son of God who is going to come. God is going to come. He will be Emmanuel. He will be the one coming to redeem the mankind. And then if you read a little bit further, Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6. Now here is saying Jesus Christ is not only a little baby coming into this world, but he is going to come as a Prince of Peace. He's going to be a King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and he's going to rule all over the world. From this we know that God gave him the vision after he saw the Lord. God says you are depressed because the one king died, but Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He lives forever and ever. Jesus will be the king for eternity. And that is promised in book of Luke chapter 2. The point I'm making, Isaiah saw Jesus Christ is coming into this world. And so the Isaiah was preaching and telling other people, now the King of Kings is coming. They will be peaceful kingdom. But at the same time, there were some other kings he was encouraging. If you see, there was a king Isaiah chapter 38, if you read from verse 1 to 21. But actually you have to read in 2 Kings chapter 18 to chapter 20, and you have the full story about King Hezekiah. Now this King Hezekiah was a good man. He did so many great things. But at the same time he had the enemy, Assyrian king. Assyrian king and tried to tell Hezekiah, "I'm going to take over your kingdom." And he wrote a bad letter cursing God and cursing Hezekiah. Hezekiah was so depressed. He took the letter and went to the temple and spread the letter in front of God and said, "Lord, you are the only one who can save me and protect me." And the news went to the Isaiah. And Isaiah came and told Hezekiah, "Don't worry, God is going to fight for you. This king is not going to defeat you. This king is going to go back to his own country and he will be killed." And exactly happened. This king heard some rumor, and so he left, and he went to his own town, own village, or own home, and he went to his idol worship's temple. And he wanted to worship that God, maybe to defeat Hezekiah. But when he went there, his own sons killed him, and he died. And the word of God said that night, the angel of the Lord came and defeated 185,000 people in one night, one angel alone. When Hezekiah saw this, he was so grateful to God that what God has done for him, defeated the enemy, God did the miracle for him. One angel was able to defeat 185,000 armies. Can you imagine? Sometimes we are afraid that nobody is there to help us. If you trust in God, God comes to rescue you. There is nothing impossible with God. Now this king saw the miracle of God. But at the same time, this king was very afraid all the time for his kingdom and his life. So he got sick. He got very sick. And at this time he was dying. If you read in 2 Kings chapter 20, you have to read the whole chapter. But here we see in the beginning, God says to Isaiah, go and tell the king Hezekiah, straighten out your lives, make your house in order, because you're going to die and you're not going to live anymore. So this message Isaiah takes to this king Hezekiah. When the king heard this, he got so afraid and he started crying to God. He turned his face to the wall and cried. I thought that wall might be towards the Jerusalem or towards the temple. So he just cried and wept to God and said, Lord, I'm a good king. I did so many good things. And why am I dying right now? And so he was asking God to heal him, to do some miracle for him, because he has seen the miracle of God. If the one angel can come and defeat all the enemies, God can send an angel, or God can do some miracle and heal him. So he cried to God. Isaiah just left, gave the message. He was just in his front porch, means front yard. And God said to Isaiah, go back and tell the king, I heard your prayer and you're not going to die. Can you imagine? Isaiah is the man of God. He just pronounced death on Hezekiah. And now if he comes back and he says, you're not going to die, Hezekiah is going to blame Isaiah. You got mixed up. You told me something wrong. And you made me scared. And now you're coming and telling me, I'm not going to die. Because Isaiah was not asking God, why should I go and tell him? Because you already told me to go and tell him he's going to die, and now you're telling me he's not going to die. Isaiah was an obedient servant. We have to believe and obey what God says. Sometimes it looks impossible. How God is going to heal him? God says, I'm going to heal him within 3 days. Go tell him. Isaiah comes back and tells him, you know what? God is not going to kill you. You're not going to die. You're going to live. And the third day, you're going to be healed and you're going to go to temple to worship the Lord. Hear this, as Hezekiah saw the miracle of God and now his prayer is answered, but he doesn't have faith. You pray sometime by faith, pray to God to answer your prayer. When God is sending some man of God or word of God to you, and say you're going to get healed, and you say, no, I don't think this sickness is going to be healed. This is what the people think. They pray for something when God answers the prayer and they doubt. You remember that Peter was in jail and the whole church was praying for him. And when Peter comes from the jail, God did the miracle and set him free. He comes and knocks at the door. The Rhoda girl comes and she heard the voice of Peter. She recognized the voice. She went running back and she said, "Peter is at the door." They said, "You might be seeing his angel. He's in jail. He cannot come." And they were praying for his deliverance. And when they came and saw, Peter was really there. What I'm trying to say, when you pray, you believe. If you read Mark chapter 11 and start reading from verse 20 and to 24, have faith in God. If you have faith in God, then he says you can move the mountains. And when you pray, you believe that you received it and then you'll have it. That's the kind of faith God is seeing. That's the faith God wants you to have it. People pray sometime, but don't believe. The Hezekiah prayed, God healed me, and God sent the messenger, and he says, "I'm going to heal you." And he said, "How are you going to heal me?" Because he had some kind of cancer. He had some kind of boil. He didn't believe God can heal him without any medicine. And so Isaiah said, "Okay, what are we going to do? Take the fig." He made some kind of lump and put it on his foot or wherever the wound was or boil was. And he got healed. But at the same time, he had started asking so many questions. "I want some proof. I want some sign. I want some fleas to know that God can heal." Just think that if Isaiah would have been a little bit mad and said, "You know what? You don't believe. I'm going to go and tell God, let him die. Why he doesn't believe in I'm coming and telling?" But Isaiah had patience. Isaiah said, "What do you want? What? The sundial should go forward 10 degrees or backward 10 degrees?" He said, "Forward is the natural way. I want going backward 10 degrees. And he cried to God, means Isaiah cried to God. It was impossible. But he said, "Lord, do it. This man is stubborn. He doesn't understand." And God turned the shadow 10 degrees back. And the man believed. And God healed this man. What I'm trying to say, the man of God, Isaiah, he's the one increasing his faith. So the same way when you go and pray for somebody, they may not have faith. You must tell them God is going to do a miracle. And there is nothing impossible with God. One day one man came to me and he had the throat cancer. He could not breathe properly. He could not drink anything. He could not eat anything. But he knew that I'm going to pray for him. He comes. And I say, "Sir, we have a opening meeting, healing service in a certain place. Could you come there?" Why I said that? Because I wanted him to come and see the miracle so his faith increased. So he said, no, I have no time. You just pray right now." I took a glass of water, prayed over the glass of water, and prayed and I said, and touched his throat. And say, "Lord, touch him and heal him right now in the name of Jesus." And I gave him the glass to drink. And he, after prayer, he said, "You know what? I cannot drink anything. I cannot eat anything." I said, "Sir, I prayed for you. God already healed you. Why don't you try this water?" And he tried and no pain. And he said, "I'm healed." I said, "Go home and eat the best dinner you can." And he went home and he ate the food. 3 days later, I went to his place because we were renting his taxi for 3 days. So we went to his place and to return the taxi. And I said, "How much money I have to pay?" I said, "Oh, no charge." I said, "What happened?" He said, "I sent my brother-in-law for prayer. And you prayed for him and his cancer is healed. We spent thousands of dollars. But there was no answer." So what I'm trying to say, even though I prayed for that man, he didn't have faith. I said, drink the water, even though he said, I cannot drink the water, but by faith he did it, and he was healed. Same thing, Hezekiah was not believing, but Isaiah said, within 3 days, you are going to be healed. So 3 days he has to believe, I'm going to be healed, I'm going to be healed. And he got healed. So the point I'm making, when you go and pray for somebody, they may not believe. Anoint with them oil. Or tell them, as the Spirit of the Lord tells you to do. And exactly what you say, God will do it. Because the word of God says, whatever the prophet, whatever my servant says, I will do it. If you pray for somebody and say, within 3 days you will be healed, he will be healed. Or if you say, tonight you're going to heal, you will be healed. Because God does miracles. One day I prayed for one person. That child had a boil on his back, leg, and the same kind of boil my mother had on her foot. And the boy was maybe 8 to 10 years old. His father bought the child, and I prayed for that child. And I prayed for my mother. And the same night, 12 midnight, my mother's this boil, or the, the lump, was gone, completely healed. And she said, look, I'm healed. I said, that boy might be healed the same time. Tomorrow maybe his father will come and testify. His father comes early in the morning, he says, my son got healed midnight. So I said, the same time my mother was healed and your child was healed. So whatever I said exactly happened. Now I want to tell you, Isaiah prophesied about Jesus Christ. Isaiah 53. Verses 4 and 5. He saw the picture of Jesus Christ dying on the cross of Calvary. Not only that, he saw he taking our sickness, disease, our sorrow, our pain, our sin on the cross. And he saw the people are getting healed because of Jesus Christ shedding his blood and taking our sin. And as soon as he saw, he said, with his stripes, we are healed. So when the people didn't understand what Isaiah was saying, but actually when Jesus Christ came, died on the cross of Calvary, and the word of God says he took your sorrow, sickness, disease, pain on the cross. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 20 says he didn't have sin, he didn't commit sin, but your sin and my sin were laid on Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary. And the St. Peter, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 25, Peter also said, he took our sickness, disease on the cross, our sin on the cross, and with his stripes we were healed. When? 2,000 years ago. Galatians chapter 3, verse 13, he says, Jesus Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. No sickness, no disease, no pain, no suffering, because Jesus Christ suffered for us. He took our sickness, disease on the cross. And with his stripes, we are healed. See what Isaiah started a ministry. But when he saw Jesus Christ, and then he started prophesying about Jesus Christ, and he saw the crucifixion of Jesus Christ, he even talked about resurrection and burial and everything. But the time doesn't permit. The time is almost gone. I'm going to pray for you. You just give your heart to Jesus Christ. And say, Lord Jesus, please come into my heart. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Please forgive all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. Touch me, Lord, and heal me right now. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you prayed this prayer, that means you invited Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Your sins are forgiven. Your name is written in heaven. You are belong to Jesus Christ. Now if you pray for your loved ones, they will be healed and you will be healed. I'm going to pray for you and your loved ones. Father, in the name of Jesus, if there is someone right now listening to my voice, having sickness and disease, please touch them, heal them, deliver them, and set them free. In Jesus' name I pray, and I call it done. Amen and amen. You know what? I am doing this program to just encourage you. I believe that God is doing signs and wonders and miracles. Now what you do, simply try to do the things which you were not able to do before. You never prayed for somebody, but when you are healed, you lay hand on somebody and you will see somebody will heal. If somebody has a cancer or tumor or a brain cancer, just put your both hand on that person's head and say, in the name of Jesus, be healed. That person will be healed. And you will be surprised. God has already given you grace. Because when you are healed, that is the proof that God is going to heal somebody else. We will be continuing this program, maybe on following program. But the point I'm making, I'm giving these messages to just encourage you. God used all the Old Testament prophets and servants of God. And He is using us. So you should be a witness to whole world. What God has done for you, don't hide it. Talk it from the mountaintop. Let the whole world know what God is doing. Now, time is almost gone. May God richly bless you and use you more and more for His glory. Amen and amen.
You've been listening to Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter of International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. If this program has been a blessing to you, please let Pastor Peter know. Write to Pastor Peter at Post Office Box 5033, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19111. Again, that's Pastor Peter, Box 5033, Philadelphia, PA, 19111. Pastor Peter and his prayer partners are taking your calls right now. The number is 215-342-3759. Again, that's 215-342-3759. You can also send email to icfprayerline@comcast.net. Every Sunday at 11 a.m., International Christian Fellowship has a worship service with communion and healing service. You can find more information at www.internationalchristianfellowship.org. This is a faith ministry. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. And please remember to tune in next time for Jesus is the Answer.